When God gave us Jesus, he gave us everything. But when he gave us the Holy Ghost, he gave us himself. For when he died, I died. When he was buried, I was buried. When he was raised from the dead, I was raised from the dead. Now he's seated at the right hand of God, I'm seated at the right hand of God. You have no right over me.
Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Obwele.
Father, we honor you. The God that is to be feared among the nation. The awesome God that made the heavens and the earth. Our Father, our Redeemer, our Savior, we honor you today. We welcome you in this place again. Thank you for your presence that is all over this place. Thank you for that opening introduction you made of yourself last night. I thank you. Thank you, wonderful Holy Spirit. We all, I stand here, both as a set man, and then we all, we bow before your throne. We surrender everything that is of man, everything that is of us. We want your kingdom to come and your will to be done. We want your name to be glorified and exalted among your people. Come and reveal yourself to us in a new way. How can we represent someone that we do not know? It's written in the scripture that they that know their gods are the ones that shall be strong to do exploits. Father, we come with our brokenness. We come with hunger. We come with contriteness. We come with humility. We come like little children. We come testing. Come and fill our hearts again. Reveal your mind, the thoughts of your heart to us. Let no one leave committing this year guessing what the mind of God is. Open our eyes to see the future of the world we are living in and to see your plan for the church, our plan for us in this season, that we will walk with you in harmony to see your will done on earth, to see your purpose accomplished in the nations. Take the veil off our eyes, those things that have hindered us for knowing you closely, those things that have hindered us from seeing you as we should. Come and make my heart your own. Come and be
till my heart be cold.
Himself known to people. He wants to make himself manifest to people. And we're going to cooperate with him for him to do what is in his heart. Just before you sit down again, those hands you have lifted to the Lord, touch somebody around you. Speak to them a word. Speak a blessing. Speak a greeting. But it won't be normal greeting. People will be healed when you touch them. People will be set free when you greet them. When Mary heard the salutation, Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby in her womb lived for joy. Release a word of blessing. Release a prophetic impartation to somebody around you. Find five people. Find people. Find somebody around. Hello, Bosch. Shingo Bosch. Batali Short. Brian Dushoge, Vandigabala Shinda Gihibus, Vitis Kambash Kamulis, Vrindi Singrabus. There is a distribution of divine presence. There is a transfer of the glory. See people falling under the power of God. There is a distribution of divine presence. Zunima Kaish. Sondiba Shaya Vimbris Kamosh Vaida Shindus Vaida Mosh Vendishka 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 Vendishka. Vendishka. The God of Israel is in the house. The God to be feared among the nations is in the house. The God of all creation is out. Let's all lift up our hands. The glory of the Lord is falling in this place. My God, I give you praise. Haindi Gilmoros. There is a holy presence that is invading this whole place. Shina Shinus. Vinda Shinus. Vinda Shinus. Vembrudusha Inus. Again a Shina. Shalava Indus. Shaligamash. Sharigamash Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. The theme of Global Trend we pick from John chapter 5, verse 19. There are a number of other scriptures related to that, but I just want to read that particular one. John chapter 5, verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. And if Jesus, the Son of God, can do nothing of himself, you better believe that you are absolutely helpless, powerless, and may I even add, useless. Unless you discover what he discovered here. Jesus revealed one of the greatest secrets of his ministry here. Anybody who wants to walk with the Lord and make definite impact on this world that we are living in must learn this. The Son can do nothing of himself. This is the second member of the Trinity. But he talks about his helplessness, his uselessness, his powerlessness without his contact with the Father, without his fellowship with the Father. Jesus shows us here how much he depends on the Holy Spirit for everything that we call success in his ministry. Jesus tells us one of the secrets of his ministry, which is his prayer life. The Son can do nothing of himself. When we realize that we are actually powerless without him, when we realize, then we start placing the highest level of value on the Holy Spirit, the highest level of value on the presence of God. The Son can do nothing of himself. So how does Jesus solve the problem? He said, but what he sees the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son. I want you to see what is going on here. One person is on earth, the other person is in heaven. The man on earth has to depend on the one in heaven for direction. For everything he needs to implement on earth, he needs to first get what the blueprint is like in heaven. For whatever he wants to carry out here, he has to first of all tap into the mind of the Father in heaven. I have discovered that this is one of those keys that unleashes the presence of God in the church, in the life of individuals, in our ministries, like nothing else. You don't come out with your plan and start asking God to bless it. You find his plan and you won't have to beg him to bless it because he's already blessed. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Why a lot of churches are empty of the presence of God is that we are filled with activities that have nothing to do with what is in the mind of God. What is God saying now? What is God doing now? When we created the idea of global trend, we have three major things on our minds. One of them is to have this attitude of always finding out the direction God is going. What he's saying. What he's doing in your generation, in your time. There is a tribe in Israel called the children of Issachar. They said they have understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. People who are custodians of God's secret are men and women who seek, who are men of his presence. What Jesus was revealing here is the key, the driving force, the motivating force for his prayer life. The reason he has a consistent prayer life is that he's useless, he's powerless, he can't nothing except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. That's the principle he's operating here.
As a man sent on earth in his earthly ministry, he depended on the Holy Spirit so much. One of those things he's revealing here is that he gets direction and guidance for the things he does from God. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your church. God has a plan for your ministry. Until you become a man that seeks him for these things, you will never find it. He said, seek me. You will find me when you seek me with all your heart. What has seduced the church, the 21st century church, is that we seek for things, we seek for every other thing except God, except seeking for God. We seek for deliverance, we seek for prosperity, we seek for wife, we seek for breakthrough, but we don't have time to seek his face or to seek his presence or to seek to know his mind. That's why we are powerless. That's why we fail. That's why the enemy is having the upper hand today. Phil Driscoll, one of the greatest songwriters, you know, of this era, you know, 20th through 21st century. There's a song he wrote. He said, I just set aside all the treasures of this world. Falling in love with you once again. I just set aside all the distractions of this life just to fall in love with you one more time. I'm paraphrasing some of the words. Let me read the word. I just set aside the cares of this world to fall in love with you again. You know, again, some people, it's not even again, they have never known God's presence before. But there are those who have known that, they've walked away, they've drifted from it. You have been a dry fountain that has no water. That's how your Christian life has been. There's a difference between Christianity and other religion. The God of Christianity can be known. He appears. He can be seen. You just heard it. You saw in Israel where he appeared while people were eating. He can be touched and he can touch you. The man that must represent him must know him first. His glory and his presence can be carried in the vessels, earthen vessels of men. It's not just a God you talk about. It's a God you have to know for yourself. There's a difference. Christianity is not a theory. It's not a set of rules and regulations, a set of do's and don'ts. Is based on a relationship. It's based on an experience. It's like a new birth. The new birth is not joining a church. Being born again is not being baptized. Being born again is an experience a man must have in his life. It's a life-changing and altering experience. When you have it, you will know. And people that used to know you, we know that something has happened to you, that something has changed in your life. You can fake it all you like. If you have the genuine deal, it shows. The God of Christianity can be known. And they ask a gentleman, they say, how do you know that Jesus is alive? How do you know that he's real? He said, I have one simple answer. He said, what is it? He said, I talked with him this morning. He touched me this morning. He even gave me some instruction and some direction. And the guy said, you mean you talked to a man that died 2,000 years ago? He said, that's the difference. He didn't just die. He rose again from the dead. He's still walking on the earth. Here is a word that God asked me to give you. He said we should get in order. in his presence and put the stones in order like Elijah did on Mount Carmel, that he wants to descend. He wants to reveal himself to men. He said, from now, everyone must have something on the altar. He said, don't come before me without something offered on the altar. And I said, Lord, what are you talking about? He's not talking about money, even though money will be part of it. He's talking about first, your life. If you want the fire of God to come upon you, God wants your life offered to him as a living sacrifice. He wants you to do away with all those things that has become little gods in your life. All those things that have distracted you, that pulled you away. Lay it aside. Lay it down. Offer yourself like a holy offering to God. If you want God to accept the offering that you bring, you have to let go of the impurity. Let go of the defilement. Let go of those things. He said, touch not your cleansing, and I will receive you, and I will be your father. You will be my God. He said, and I will speak in you. I will move in you. I will talk in you. I will be your God, and you shall be my son and daughters. There are things to get rid of because we're dealing with a holy God. The issue now will be, which one do you want? You want to keep your fields, or you want to have the presence of God in your life? He said, they must be holy that bear the vessel of the Lord. Lift up your hands. I want to sing it like a prayer. I just set aside the cares of this world. Fall in love with you again.
Amen.